Brothers and sisters in Islam, we welcome you to the D-Day, the final day on 24 Mantua Place, that is Majid Mantua.
For the final day of the suggestions of our Sheikh, we've started missing it, but we pray to Allah, maybe Allah will bring our Sheikh another Ramadan, inshallah. And then we pray that may Allah give him more wisdom. May Allah increase his knowledge. And then may Allah bless him and his family. And please, today being the final day, I just want to ask everybody, please, let us put our phones on vibrate. I insist, please. That is the protocol we have. Put our phones on vibrate so that it will not disturb whatever is going on. And inshallah, we'll all enjoy the last day of tafsir with our Sheikh. And then we pray that may Allah give him Jannat al-Firdaus. And may Allah let us all accompany him in Jannah, inshallah. Please, without further ado, I will give the mic to our Imam Hafiz for the commencement of the tafsir. Wa jazakum Allahu khairan.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين
الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد بن عبد الله الصادق الأمين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is Thursday, Al-Khamis, the 28th day since the commencement of the tafsir, and the 29th day of the month of Ramadan, which is departing. We've just got information back home that new moon has been sighted, not only in Nigeria, I believe other West African countries as well. They have seen it in Saudi Arabia, as we got the information. So conclusively, tomorrow will mark the first day of Shawwal. Inshallah ta'ala, this Eid al-Fitr. And I believe too here, today is going to be the last day of this holy month, this blessed month and blessing month. We live it with nostalgia, yeah. Because when Ramadan comes, the pious predecessors used to ask Allah, after Ramadan for 6 consecutive successive months. Oh Allah, accept it from us. And then 6 months to its arrival, they begin to ask Allah, oh Allah, elongate our lives so that we will witness it. So in their own case, when Ramadan was departing, they used to feel the pinch in their heart. Not an occasion to kind of a merrymaking occasion. Somebody is dancing. Dancing for what? As a miskin min al-masakin. This is a month in which packages of Allah's rahmat and barakat keep on descending. The level of your commitment to the deen, you know, is up. The masajid are full. But you know what happens. When Ramadan goes away, you see people begin to develop cold feet and cold attitudes. That single attitude is enough to send a kind of a worrying attitude in your own mind. But we ask Allah the Almighty, as we are seeing the finishing touches of this month, may we live to see more and more of Ramadanic sessions. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. We are entering an entirely new surah, new chapter. Chapter number 84, Suratul Inshiqaq. Inshiqaq is from Inshaqqa, Yanshaqqu Inshiqaq. That is the rupture. Or keeping something asunder or the tearing apart. It is a synonym of Al-Infitar. It is, like I have said, Surah number 84. Revealed in Mecca with 25 verses, ayat, 108 words, kalimat, 436 letters. That is the surah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the ever gracious, the ever merciful. Idha sama'un shaqqat. You see, this surah, Idha sama'un shaqqat, the two subsequent surahs or chapters that will connect us to Sabbih, the last hizb, also have their topic on As-Sama. Was-Sama that al-Buruj. Was-Sama'i wa-Tariq. So Sama is a central topic of discussion in all of the three surahs. How we wish we'll be able to dock at the door of Sabbih, that it has now been decided, let's just have this surah and leave the rest in the hand of Allah. So, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ. When the sky has split. Now, you see, the splitting is not ascribed to the heaven itself or the sky. Okay? إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ. انشَقَّ ينشق. It is فِعِلْ مَزِيد بِحَرْفَيْن. Alif wa Noon. Otherwise, origin is what? Ashaq. In one place it says, وَيَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ السَّمَاءُ بِالْغَمَامِ. تَشَقَّق. Here, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّد. When the heaven, when the sky split, it gets tattered. وَأَذْنَ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّت. Get the ayah.
وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ.
وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا, and it responded to its Lord, and it was obliged to do that. The meaning is that when it was being pierced, being torn into pieces, being kept asunder, it will be doing that in line with its being Allah's created entity. So وَأَذْنَ لِرَبِّهَا, it will respond to its Lord, وَحُقَّتْ, and it was obliged. Meaning it will be responding to Allah's command. That is وَأَذْنَ. And وَحُقَّ لَهَا ذَلِكَ, it was obligated on it. It could not say, no, Ya Rabbi. Allah is commanded. وَحُقَّتْ, كَانَ وَاجِبًا عَلَيْهَا أَن تَأْذَنَ لِقَوْلِ رَبِّهَا إِن شَقِّي فَتَشَقَّ. Next ayah.
وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ,
وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ, and when the earth has been extended, because مُدَّتْ is from al-mad, مَدَّ يَمُدُّ مَدًّا, the time will come when the earth will be extended so that its content will spill out. That is the meaning in one place. وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرًا الْأَرْضُ تُمَدُّ بِحَيْثُ أَنَّ كُلَّ مَا فِي دَاخِلِهَا. نعم, لابد أن يخرج. So, وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ, when the earth is extended. When you talk of the earth, you are talking of the cosmological analysis. The cosmos in which and on which you live will be torn into pieces. Talk of the earth, every part of the world. When the order descends, all parts will respond to that. These are preliminaries to the arrival of the D-Day, Al-Qiyamah. Na'am.
وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّتْ,
and it has cast out مَا فِيهَا, all things inside it. وَتَخَلَّتْ, and then it becomes relinquished and empty. Allah is saying, a day will come when the earth, تُلْقِي مَا فِيهَا, will cast out what is inside it, the dead ones, the qubur. A time will come when the earth will, if you like, you can call it, vomit out, throw out all of its content. وَتَخَلَّتْ, and becomes relieved, free. You can see how heavy is the earth. But a time will come when it is going to throw out everything it contains so that it remains empty. Now.
وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ.
It also, وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ. It also responded and hearkened to its Lord. وَحُقَّتْ, and it will be obliged to respond in that way. Ya ayyuhal insan.
Ya ayyuhal insan, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadaha. Innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadaha famulaqi.
Ya ayyuhal insan, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadihan famulaqi. O ye mankind, O ye mankind, indeed you are laboring. Innaka kadihun, you are laboring, you are walking. Okay? Laboring. Ila rabbika, towards meeting your Lord. Kadhan, by exerting yourself. Famulaqi, and you will meet him. Who is that him? Allah. Famulaqi. Allah says, O mankind, you labor, you work for the livelihood. You go ups and down, looking for what to eat, to drink, to clothe, and what have you. إِنَّكَ كَادُونَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ بَتْ فَمُلَاقِي. You will certainly meet him. Now.
فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا.
Allah says in this ayah number 7, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. But as for the one whose book is given by the right hand, نسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن ييمن كتابنا ويبيض وجوهنا وييسر حسابنا ويؤمننا من الخوف يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. Allah says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. As for the one whose book is given by the right hand, فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا, he will be judged with an easy account. Easy account. Allahu Akbar. Al-Hisab al-Yasir. Naam.
وينقلب إلى أهله مسرورا.
وينقلب إلى أهله مسرورا. مسرورا منصوب, نعم, بالفتحة على إيش؟ حال كونه مسرور بنزع الخافض, أي بسرور. And he will return to his people in total happiness. Allah says, Ahlihi, his like, his group, those that have been chosen to go to the paradise. He goes back to them, Masrura, full of surur. Naam.
وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا.
وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِ. But as for he who is given his book behind his back, behind his back, not only the left, but behind the back, this symbolizes the humiliation he will suffer that very day. Just as the one to whom the book was given by the right, that symbolized the highest pinnacle or the pinnacle of respect given to him. So وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِ بِوَرَاءَ ذَارِ. نعم.
فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا.
فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا. He will cry out for destruction. ثُبُورًا. Allah says, لَا تَدْعُو الْيَوْمَ ثُبُورًا.
لا تدع اليوم ثبورا واحدا وادع ثبورا كثيرا.
In one surah, لا تدع اليوم ثبورا واحدا وادع ثبورا كثيرا. Surah number 25. They will be looking for destruction. Allah says, do not wish for one destruction. Wish for different cases, classes of destruction today. So in the same like manner here, وَيَدُعُوا ثُبُورًا, you will be calling, inviting for destruction. لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. نَعَمْ.
وَيَصْلَى سَعِيرًا.
وَيَصْلَى سَعِيرًا, and he will enter to burn in a blazing fire. نَعَمْ.
إِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا.
إِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. Because this one used to be among his people in the world. مَسْرُورًا, hofty. Hofty meaning arrogant, wayward, intransigent. Because somebody on account of power, on account of wealth, he proves to be what? Arrogant. كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى أَرَّآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. So إِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا, He used to be overjoyed, used to be happy in his people, in his company previously, without remembering that a day like this will one day come. And wahadha yawmuddin. Naam.
إِنَّهُ ظَنَّ أَن لَّن يَحُورَ.
إِنَّهُ ظَنَّ أَن لَّن يَحُورَ. He thought that he will never return back to Allah. That is, he was thinking. He never thought he will return back to Allah, and now he has returned back to him. Now,
بَلَىٰ إِنَّ رَبَّهُ كَانَ بِهِ بَصِيرًا.
بَلَىٰ إِنَّ رَبَّهُ كَانَ بِهِ بَصِيرًا. بَلَىٰ نَي. But his Lord is all seen concerning him. بَصِيرًا فَعِيلًا. His Lord concerning him is all seen. Now,
فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالشَّفَقِ وَاللَّيْلِ وَمَا وَسَقَ.
فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالشَّفَقِ. I swear by the twilight's glow. You know that when the sun sets, the twilight glows you see in the horizon, in the region where the sun set, that is a shafaq. The process of a twilight and glowing is owned by Allah the Almighty. That is why when a shafaq disappears, the time for praying Isha has arrived, isn't it? So Allah says, Fala uqsimu bishak. And Fala, you either say, I swear or I don't swear. No, it's I swear. They are saying, Allah huna tufidu tawkid. All right? Fala uqsimu bishafaq. And we have been saying, Allah swears by whatever He wants. But you and I swear only by Allah. Man kana halifan falyahlib billahi aw liyasmut. Naam.
وَاللَّيْلِ وَمَا وَسَقُ.
And I swear by the night and what it encompasses, what it envelops, that is wasaqa. You know, when the night descends on us with its flowing gowns, if you like it, with on cover, you know, it covers a lot of things. So that's ma wasaqa. Allah swears by the night and what it contains in its envelope. Now,
وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا اتَّسَقُ.
وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا اتَّسَقُ. And I swear by the moon when it is full. You know the stages of the moon cycle? When the moon appears newly, it's called what in Arabic? I'm asking you. Now? That is English, Arabic. Hilal, mashallah, Hilal. Now, Hilal has been seen, isn't it? Has been sighted. The Hilal of Shawwal has been sighted, has been seen. That is Hilal. And that is crescent. Now, as it grows, it leaves Hilali statue, so to say. It's getting to get rounded. Not fully rounded, it's called what? Al-Qamar. That's the beginning of Al-Qamar. Until it becomes full. Then you call Al-Qamar stroke Badr. But Shahar is just the distinguishing feature. Not the moon. Don't say Shahru. Shahru is the timing. But the celestial entity is called Hilal, Qamar, Badr. So, وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا اتَّسَقَ. I swear by the moon when it becomes full. أَيْنَ جَوَابُ الْقَسَمِ.
لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَن طَبَقٍ.
لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَن طَبَقٍ. You see, there is لَمُ الْقَسَمِ. لَا. And there is another emphasis there. Nunu Tawkeed. Al-Thaqila wa al-Khafifa? الثقيلة. So there are two properties of an emphasis attached here. And they are saying فعل المضارع becomes emphatic. It becomes not flexible. It becomes static if you add to it the properties of emphasis. وفعل أمر ومضي بني وأعرب مضارعا إن أري من نون توكيد مباشر ومن نون إناث كنفتن. That is Ibn Malik. That is فعل المضارع is no longer flexible, becomes mabni if you add to it lam al qasam and nun taqid al thaqila. Here it's la tarkabun la yakhsalifannahu la akulanna la aqra'anna. Originally aqra'u, by adding nunun because you want to emphasize. That is the point here. So la tarkabun, it is la tarkabuna originally, but dawn is removed and nun is brought with emphasis. That is nun taqid al thaqila, according to the analyst in the grammar of Arabic, to suggest what emphasis. Latarkabunna tabaqan an tabaqi. Allah says, you surely experience, okay, state after state. Okay? Tabaqan an tabaq. You see, there is tabaq of infant, the tabaq of the adolescent, the tabaq of the adults, the tabaq of the old people. Tabaqan an tabaq. Alaysa kadhalik? So Allah says, you pass through experiences. You used to be a worker, now a retiree. Tabaqan. He is now your pensioner, so to speak, okay? You used to be a student, now you are a worker. Tabaqan an tabaq. That is life. Even the food in your house passes through tabaqan an tabaq. Asro. You buy your rice, bring it to your wife, it's tabaq. After being cooked, a different tabaq. Look at the life critically. لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا أَنْ تَبَقًا. But the point is, who owns these systems? Who created what you can call tabaq system? It's Allah. So it is meant for you to know Allah in the right way, in the proper manner you shall know Him. لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا. That's why He says, فَمَا لَهُمْ
لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
فَمَا لَهُمْ. So what is the matter with them? لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, they don't believe. What's wrong? You pass through a lot of stages. Nevertheless, the iman is so scanty. Naam. Next ayah.
وَإِذَا قُرِئَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقُرْآنُ لَا يَسْجُدُونَ.
وَإِذَا قُرِئَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقُرْآنُ لَا يَسْجُدُونَ. When the Quran is read, is rehearsed unto them, they do not prostrate. Is this place one of the places of Sujood Tilawa? Naam. Yeah. If you come to this place, you prostrate in sujood of tilawa. Which surah has two places of sujood? Yes. Surah to what? Jum'ah. Jum'ah, ya akhil kari. Beautiful. Hajj has two places. Is it wajib? Is it necessary? Whenever I am reading the Quran and I come across it, I should prostrate. Is it wajib? By saying no, if I don't do it, I'm not blameworthy. But it's highly recommended. In the riwaya, أُمِرْنَا بِسْجُدْ وَلَمْ يُعُزَمْ عَلَيْنَا. We have been commanded, but it's not necessary on us. Can somebody do that ablution? Which is stronger, sujood shukr or sujood tilawa? By the way, what is sujood shukr? Who can explain it? Yes, my brother. Yeah. It's because something gladdens your heart. Something you have been looking to have it. Somebody tells you, you pass your examination. Somebody tells you, oh, that lady has been given to you. Marry her. You know? Oh, you have, mashallah, you are merchandise, you are commercial activity has fetched you. $200 million. What will you say? You say, alhamdulillah. That time you will not sleep, I had to believe. Sleep would elude you, thanking Allah the Almighty. Now, I want to believe, even having the opportunity to fast Ramadan peacefully, to fast Ramadan in the way, inshallah, in our belief, that is pleasing to Allah, is an achievement. Is an achievement of an achievement. Is that correct? If you say, okay, I'm doing sujood to thank Allah, it's not bad. But don't tell me it is part of the sunnah. No. You just do it because you want it. Somebody told me, a young man in Makkah, they told me, wallahi, Sheikh, we wouldn't like this, you call it Abu Sam somebody. We would not allow Abu Amina to be our driver. I say, why? He's a guy, whenever he is driving, whatever gladdens him, he just goes to sujood. Even while driving? They say, wallahi, Sheikh, la narda an yasuq nasira. Wallahi, ma yakunu sawaq. Capital and the cycle sayara. His heart is just like this. If something gladdens him, he goes down. I say, man, do it in the right time, appropriate time. Okay? So this place is a place for sujood. وَإِذَا قُرِئَ عَلَى الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَسْجُدُونَ. Then Allah says what?
بَلِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُكَذِّبُونَ.
بَلِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُكَذِّبُونَ. But those who have disbelieved in Allah. الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُكَذِّبُونَ. The disbelievers reject the faith. They deny the iman. Na'am.
والله أعلم بما يوعون.
والله أعلم بما يوعون. And Allah knows best. Allah أعلم. You see, أعلم is in the superlative form. Okay. عالم عالم أعلم. Is that? Mm-hmm. Jahilun, jahilun. What do you say? You say ajhal. Akilun, akilun. Akil. Aqilun, aqilun. Aqal. You call it a superlative form. So Allah is most knowing. A'lam ma yu'un. On whatever they hide. Because your own is from al-wi'a, al-wa'i. Whatever they counsel, whatever they hide, Allah is the most knowing concerning it. Naam.
فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ.
فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Give them glad tidings of a painful punishment. You see, the ulama call this word at-tahakkum. What is at-tahakkum? Because Bishara comes on good things. But here, it is used in the word anti-clockwise. If you like it, exactly. It's a kind of what they call it sarcasm. It's in sarcastic tone. That is at-tahakkum bilha. Give them tidings of a good thing. No, bi-adhabin alim. The tidings of a painful and severe punishment. Last ayah.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ.
Except those who believe and act righteously لهم أجر غير ممنون. For them shall be a reward uninterrupted that will never come to an end. إخوتي في الله, that marks the end of this surah and also the end of the tafsir this year. 1439-2018 CE, that is according to the Gregorian calendar. We've decided to stop, hoping that the remaining before we complete the Quran, just Suratu Al-Buruj to the end of Quran. Allah is the owner of everything. He owns our life. He created us. He made us Muslims, alhamdulillah. With Iman, we thank Him. Now, today is the closing dates, as we know. I usually give my remarks, closing remarks, but I will allow for the Q&A session and the usual fisabilla you do. Oh, today off. Okay. No, ask us, give us a question. Then finally we give our closing remarks. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين.
السلام عليكم, brothers and sisters in Islam. We thank Allah. Today is the final day of the tafsir. Those of you online who have been sending questions, thank you so much for being with us throughout the month of Ramadan. And now, before we ask our questions, as we always do, Jama'a, we always ask ourselves to contribute something towards the masjid. And this is the last day. Today is the last day. Where's my basket? Today is the last day, please. And we have been taught to understand Ramadan, don't you dare and misgiving when it is Ramadan. For me, I always give 10, but today I doubled it because today is the last. I've given 20. I hope all of us will just dip our hands in our pockets and give 20 for the sake of Allah. Let me use my right hand now. This is Allah's money. Inshallah. Please, let us give 20 today. We know that this is out of Ramadan. Everybody, please, for the sake of Allah, because tomorrow is Eid day. Fi sabilillah, before we go for one of the questions that had been posted to us. Fi sabilillah, brothers and sisters in Islam, let's give dearly for the sake of Allah. May Allah reward all of us abundantly. And then may Allah elongate our sheikh's years. And then may Allah add more wisdom and give him more capacity for understanding of Allah's deen, so that he can always propagate it to us. And then always pray again. May Allah let our sheikh be here on the next Ramadan. Say Ameen, please. And those online will say Ameen, I know, on Facebook and YouTube, because everybody's house has become now a household in New York and outside New York. Everybody watches whatever our sheikh is going to say. So we pray that in our community, may Allah give us somebody like him, the way he does his rendition of interpretation. Hardly do you get people like that who are very versatile. I'm not doing it because it's here, but I see and I feel anytime the philharmonic way he expresses and articulates the understanding is enough, because he teaches you everything. You have realized if you make a mistake there and there, he corrects you. If this man should be with us for 1 year, wallahi, tallahi, all of us will become imams. Trust me, this is my observation. And then we pray in our hearts. Allah knows that he is doing it dearly for the sake of Allah. May Allah reward him abundantly. May Allah reward him abundantly. May Allah reward him abundantly. And then we have cast and crew for the production that has taken place. We ask Allah to bless them for all the effort we have all collaborated in making the tafsir a success. And not forgetting those who add salt and tomatoes, all the food chemicals. I use the word chemical because when they go into the kitchen, they assemble all these. They are chemicals. And then they give us nice dishes for us to do iftar. They are doing it for the sake of Allah. We pray that may Allah bless them. Our mothers who come to cook, may Allah bless them. The guys in the pantry, may Allah bless them. And then may Allah give us more money to be able to sustain the activities of the masjid. Please, the first question that was sent to us is an old lady. She is so old, ya Sheikh, so old to the extent that she cannot fast. What is she supposed to do?
If somebody is believed to be incapacitated by old age, the ruling on her should be like the one who cannot fast. So she just give feeding whenever the sun sets. She is old. She cannot fast. What can she do? Let it be clear. Whenever the sun sets, get one dish of food and give it to the needy. That is the fatwa. For those who can do it with hardship, they should give fidya. That is the many. Allahu ta'ala a'lam bihi tawfiq.
In follow-up question, what if she's poor, she has no money?
If she is poor, we expect that there are her relatives,
no,
her sons and grandsons who will come to the rescue. That is the expectation. Or the Muslim Ummah, the community, she'll own it up to see that things are done appropriately. Let's assume all these are not there. Khalas. Allah does not put on you something beyond your capacity. It is okay. Written off. Allahu Akbar.
The second question that was sent to us, ya Sheikh, a man has two wives. These two wives are always at loggerheads. And he decided, look, I want you to stop this. For the sake of Allah, he decided, let me send you to do your pilgrimage to Hajj so that you stop all this quarreling. Oh, they accepted the agreement. They went to Mecca, did all that they have to do, and all came back after Hajj. And still, as soon as they came back, the rivalry started again. So what is he supposed to do now?
Well, I think going to Mecca may not be the necessary punishment at the time of sending them there. You need to take your time to sit with them. Dialogue. Very important. Preaching to them nice words. You as the husband should be a master of the situation. I mean, try to handle the matrimony properly, with dexterity. But by saying, go to Mecca to do it, without even the knowledge, it will have been an excess in futility. Yeah, the reward is there, but I feel you should have sat together and discussed the issues nitty-gritty. Now they have gone to Mecca, they have done the Ibarah, and they are back. Yet the rivalry, as you said, started again. He should call them and say, hey, listen, you have gone to the house of Allah. You are supposed to behave well. But look at the way you are behaving. What have you achieved out of your pilgrimage? This will be kind of it will tickle their memory, I do believe. Tell me for the sake of Allah, what have you achieved? The Prophet said to us, whoever goes for Hajj for the sake of Allah, when he returns, he is back as though it was the day he was born. Sinless. Now are you going to take the garbage back on you? Maybe this will be mind-boggling and tickling to the point they will think, okay, let's mend our ways. But you see, whenever you take a second wife, we have been saying there are 9 points if you want to marry. 9 points. Woman should have 3 points ahead of you. You should have 3 points ahead of her. 3 points should be equally shared amongst you. The point you should claim on top of her, number one, you should be older. You should be older. Not necessarily. Because it is believed, the older you are, the chances of being wiser. Because age is a school of eclipse. So you should be older. And that is the general trend, you know. Number two, you should be more knowledgeable than your wife. Because you are the one expected to teach her. If it becomes the other way around, it's a trouble. She's the one teaching you Baghdadi? Al-Baqarah? Is it bad? It's not bad, but it's very awkward. She may claim or say, look, I have been teaching you and you feel so important. So trouble may ensue. So be more knowledgeable, be older, and be materially better off. These three things are the condition for ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisa. That qawwama is based on these three things. Be older, more knowledgeable, and shall I say, more materially better off than she is. And the moment somebody acts, you should be more courageous than she is. So the courage as a man. Otherwise, if you're not courageous, you happen to observe a snake in your backyard, you tell her, please go and kill it. You know, there is something happening. You know, I'm a man. My own will come much later. Just start doing first. What are you saying? Be a man. I am saying this is very important. She should be younger concerning her points. The degree of her love should rank higher. Very surprising. And he is saying, very funny, that she should be younger. I said, did I mention younger? The degree of her love should rank higher than your own. And then, when it comes to anatomical structure, she should look more attractive than you are. How? Woman is by nature attractive. A woman you nashau fil hilya, the one creating the ornaments, what do you expect? Why did I bring all this? Before I tell you why, there are remaining 3 points that shall be shared. They shall share same religious belief. Same. Even doctrinal classification. You cannot take the hand of a Muslim daughter, Sunni Muslim, to give it to a Shi'i man. There is a big mismatch. It's not just possible. Same religious persuasion or inclination or belief. Number one. Number two, there should be common language through which you communicate one another. You both speak English, you both speak French. Otherwise, the marriage will be cumbersome. If you want to give her a command, you begin to talk the way the dumb is talking. It won't work that way. And number three, you should share common interest in the tarbiyah of the kids. That is the crux of the matter. So now, if you have the tarbiyah, she has the tarbiyah, they know what Allah says and the Rasul. Wallahi al-Azim. The issue of quarreling, I'm not denying human nature, but they do it in a way and manner that will not make them commit excess in the ways of Allah the Almighty. At times, we are just bamboozled and just attracted by the beauty of the anatomical structure. Oh, she's attractive. Look! Attitudinal attraction is much better than anatomical structure. لَيْسَ الْجَمَالُ بِأَثْوَابٍ تُزَيِّنُنَا إِنَّ الْجَمَالَ جَمَالُ الدِّينُ وَالْأَدَبِ. He is saying, beauty is not clothing. Actual beauty lies with attitudinal behavior, al-khuluq. But at times we are blind. Oh, she's attractive. Oh, she is mesmerizing. She is whatever. Regardless of religiosity, you marry her and the trouble is there. So I am saying, at times the problem lies with the men and the women too. So really going to Hajj is an important opportunity for them to see ayat and bayinat, to thank Allah for that, to remember the essence. But after coming, they go back, astaghfirullah, I am afraid, maybe they have not benefited from the joy. You go back to the drawing board. Take drastic measure. When I say drastic, I mean draw their attention. What have you achieved by your Hajj? Ask them. One day you will die. You will meet Allah. I'm only reminding you. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. These are the ways. May Allah make our houses trouble-free.
Amen.
Now.
Now we come to our congregation. Our imam is
going to ask a question. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. My question, is pertaining to the sujood shukr or tilawa. Do they require takbir before and afterwards?
Yeah. The general principle is that ma'a kulli khafdin wa raf'in takbir. That is the general principle. Ma'a kulli khafdin wa raf'in what? Takbir. Khafdin means going down. Raf'in, rising up. So these two situations should be punctuated, should be characterized by saying Allahu Akbar. So the answer is yes. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam wa bihi tawfiq.
Abdul Malik, our
يجوز شرب الماء وكان أحد في صلاة التهجد إن كان طال صلاته وكان عطشانا هل يجوز له أن يشرب الماء؟
هل يجوز هو سؤال بالعربية. هل يجوز للإنسان في صلاة النافلة أن يشرب الماء وهو قائم والكوب بيده وفي الصلاة ما شاء الله يعني بس يشرب الماء ثم يستنفذ القراءة. هل يجوز؟ أنا أقول لك يا أخي الكريم، هل الصلاة إلا صيام؟ هل الصلاة إلا صيام؟ إن كل من شرب وأكل داخل الصلاة فصلاته باطلة. ولا شك، لا تقولن لي لا هذه نافلة، النافلة والفرض لمن تصلي، أليس لله رب العالمين؟ إذن فلا ينبغي للإنسان أن يشرب في الصلاة. Can somebody drink water while in a prayer? Though the prayer is optional, nafila. Whether compulsory, nafila, the one being worshipped is Allah. Maintain it. All right? The ulama are saying, a salat contains the five Islamic pillars. In salat, there is tawheed. Within salat, there is Hajj. How? Tawheed. You say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an. That is Tawheed. That is number one. Then as salat, that is what you're doing. And there is fasting. By the time you say, Allahu Akbar, takbiratul ihram. Why ihram? Tuharrimu ala nafsika kulla shay'in tasna'u khair salat. It is haram for you to do what you used to do previously. How can you eat? I can do it. So you're observing a kind of momentary fasting. They call it fasting for this time. You can't eat. Even after eating, it's better you go and rinse your mouth. Otherwise, the debris of food will fall on your tongue and it makes you feel like eating. You've eaten pieces of meat get chopped in the regions of your teeth. Pluck it out. So that you stand before Allah with total tranquility, composure. You can see it. So you can know. In salat, there is tawheed, there is salat, there is what again? Fasting, and there is hajj. How? Because you face the qibla. If you pray without facing the qibla, is your prayer accepted? There is a kind of a mini hajj in it. So you can see how important salat is. So simply put it, no drinking water. Allahu Akbar.
Yes, back to question from Afahas.
So we go on?
Is it permissible to pay sadaqah with your credit card?
Why asking credit card, credit card, credit card, credit card? I think we answered this question on credit cards. Is it permissible to pay sadaqah with credit? How does it work? Tell me, Abdul Malik. You borrow money and you pay later. It's not bad. Borrowing, no, listen. Borrowing from my own end. Lending, you are the lender, I am the borrower. It's not bad. With the condition, there is not a single cent is added on it. If you lend me $20, in paying you back to $20, no more, no less. So if you mean this credit card is like this, without anything, it's okay. But if there is anything added, it's haram, like this. That is also haram. That is also haram. We said it yesterday.
Assalamu alaikum, ya Sheikh. My brother is in the gathering sitting on a chair, very, very active member of this masjid. He's been sick for the past years. I'm asking you to pray for him. He is Haji Awal Meshanu, who is our elder brother here, who's here. Somebody just sent it.
Inshallah, before the majlis closes, we shall have the special prayer for the brother. Inshallah. And all of us. Because in the hadith, Allah says, you are all sick. Ask my intervention to cure you. You are all poor. Ask me to enrich you. You are all misguided. Ask me to guide you. So it's very important. It's a debt on earth to pray for our brother. That will be done before we close, inshallah ta'ala. Now, is tomorrow 8? We finish the question?
Last chance. My brother over there. We have two questions.
If somebody denies Allah's mercy, he says, if Allah, A'udhu Billah, if Allah is merciful, why is that you have a lot of people with AIDS and kids being killed and the like? Why the poverty? If he is merciful. So we ask him, first, do you believe Allah exists? If you care. Otherwise, if an ignorant talks, don't give him time. إِذَا نَطَقَ الصَّفِيُّ فَلَا تُجِبْهُ فَخَيْرٌ مِّنْ إِجَابَتِهِ السُّكُوتُ فَإِنْ كَلَّمْتَهُ فَرَّجْتَ عَنْهُ وَإِنْ خَلَّيْتَهُ كَمَدًا يَمُوتُ. He says, if the foolish one, the nitwit, the nincompoop, if he talks, don't even listen to him. Listen to your time. But if there is benefit drivable, maybe he is going astray, you put your effort, maybe Allah will save him, then there is common ground for you to talk. Otherwise, it's senseless. Now, if he talks like this, like I told you, you're asking, do you believe in Allah's existence? He may say no. So there is no basis for this conversation. Why should you waste your time? Come on. If he believes, then you ask him. Now you are coming closer to me. Are you a Muslim? You believe Allah is there? He tells you yes. How can you be a Muslim having this feeling in your mind? How? Because you can answer a question by asking a counter question. How can you be a Muslim with this belief? Who created you? Who gave you the power of hearing, the power of seeing, the thinking? Who? Who gives you everything you have? You will say Allah. So, do you believe in Allah the Almighty and you are talking in this way and this manner? Allah is the door of everything. Whatever He does, there is hikmah and wisdom. But because you are just a poor creature, your understanding is circumscribed by your ignorance. Allah gives, Allah takes. Allah is the doer of whatever He wants, and He cannot be questioned. فَعَلُوا لِمَا يُرِيدُ. All right? So, by saying Allah is, are you trying to deny He is merciful? Are you? Who gave you the ability to think? The ability to think the way you are thinking, did you go to a place and buy that power of thinking? Who gave you the power of thinking? Who gave you? The ability to even pose this question, you didn't buy it. Who gave you that one? Maybe you are educated. Who gave you the chance to go and acquire education? It's a sheer ignorance. Allah sent riches. The problem is you and I. The riches are there. If somebody has the power, he diverts people's properties to his own personal use. Corruption kills. Allah has given us what? Fresh air. People pollute it. Who is to blame? Water is there. We pollute it. Allah says, وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا. Do not commit corruption on the face of earth. We do corruption. Whom do you blame? If there are AIDS, you are talking about as an example. If the medical doctors are telling us that AIDS is caused, 80% is caused by sexual irresponsibility, then Allah says, do not even cast a look. Don't look. And you look. So now you're blaming Allah. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبَصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ. Tell the believing men they should control their gazes. You see somebody going nakedly and you take interest. You cast your eyes again and again and again. And you say, oh, that catapults you to the commitment of zina. And you're attacked by AIDS. You say, oh, Allah is not merciful on me. What is the common sense? You're supposed to be double punished. Sense. But I'm telling you, you are talking to someone as a believer. But a kafir, don't waste your time. Next question. Can somebody start fasting Siti Shawwal after tomorrow on Saturday? The answer is an emphatic yes. You can do it. 6 days successively, consecutively, or every other day. Do it tomorrow, next day. You can delay it up to the last days of Shawwal. But I feel the earlier the better. Now the Ramadanic injunctions are with you. Use it. Yeah.
Yeah, Sheikh, a question has been posted online right now. Assalamu alaikum,
Sheikh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
My question is, I have test examination to write that I want to pass, inshallah. Is there any dua for a student that I can also be saying so that Allah will help me pass my exams?
Read well. That is my biggest dua for you. Read. Yeah, read. Walk hard. I told you sometime back here that if you want to pass your examination, there is what I call the prerequisite for efficient learning. You remember it? Mob carry. M, motivation. O, organization. P, participation. C, cooperation. A, attention. R, readiness. I, intention. Mob carry. If you want to pass, you want to learn, you should be motivated. But I want to give you a good prayer if you can memorize it. That's what you want to hear from me. I want to say it, all of you. Allahumma.
Allahumma.
Inni.
Inni.
Astawdi'uka.
Astawdi'uka.
Ma allamtanihi.
Ma allamtanihi.
Fardudhu ilayya.
Fardudhu ilayya.
Inda hajati ilayhi.
Inda hajati ilayhi.
Wala tunsinihi.
Wala tunsinihi.
Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Do it. But I want to tell you, you have to read first. Allahumma, O Allah, inni astawdi'uka. I hope the questioner is listening.
No.
Is it
it's
here?
Online, online.
All right. O Allah, I am entrusting in your care what I have known, what I have acquired. Allah is with you. That is inni astawdi'uka. Ma allamtanihi, what you have caused me to know, O Allah, I know it can escape me. But I am putting you on custody, Ya Allah. Fardudhu ilayhi. Oh Allah, take it back onto me. In the hajati ilayhi, when I need it most. Wala tunsini, oh Allah, don't allow me to forget it. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Try it. Do it. Our teachers gave us this. But I want to tell you again, read. Read, that's number one. May Allah give you the ability to answer the questions well,
Amen.
To come out with flying colors.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Somebody who has 3 days already of Ramadan, how do you do the shifter?
Yeah, that's good. If somebody has 3 days pending on him, 3 days pending on him, for example, he didn't fast for them. Now, he wants to fast this one. Which is more important to be done?
The Ramadan pain.
Yeah, because Ramadan that you missed is the one on you compulsory. If you die with it on you, Allah will ask you. But this one, Shawwal, is supererogative, is nafila, optional. Even saying it's makruh, even to do it, some of the Malikis, it's a very wrong idea. But it depends on the timing. If somebody didn't fast these 6 days until Shawwal come to an end, remaining only 6 days, the last 24 days they didn't fast it. Six, the number of days. And there are days on Ramadan. In that case, let him fast Shawwal. Because if it is missed, it's missed. Pain Ramadan is there up to next Shaaban coming. Otherwise, do it. That's why I appreciate what you do here. I come to understand, since I come to know that whenever you fast, the following days, brothers come here and fast again. Very beautiful. It's a determination. Because if you relax, you know what will happen. I hope that is answered your question. Okay.
Yeah, Sheikh, I also have a follow-up question. It has to do with our women folk. After Ramadan, they have their menses, so they miss, some miss 3-4, some miss 7, some miss 10. But after Ramadan, they don't pay it. They wait until it gets to winter time, where we have shorter days and longer night. And then they paid.
You mean the pending days only in Ramadan?
That's right.
No, that is not advisable. Because if you think of waiting till winter, you may die before the time. Because death is not in your hand. And Allah says, وَسَارِوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ. Be quick in achieving Allah's rahmah. So don't do that, please. Because the ulama calls this at-tahayul al-deen. You want to be smart in dealing with Allah. So Allah will outsmart you. Don't wait, please. That's my advice.
Bismillah.
Don't forget, there is a question. If tomorrow is Friday, you know there are two Eids tomorrow. I expect someone to ask me this question. When the day of Eid happens to be Friday, then you have two classes of Eid. What should we do? The Sunnah says if you have two Eids, you can just take one. If you come to Eid, you may not come to Juma if you care. I want to read the hadith. But the Prophet said, but we are going to combine them. Which one do you like?
Combine.
Of course. He says, today there are two Eids. Because in Islam we have three classes of Eid. Eid al-Fitr, tomorrow. Eid al-Kabir, for offering sacrificial animals. And then Eid al-Usbur, the weekly Eid, Friday. It's Eid. So he says in a hadith of Ibn Majah, I have it here with me, that today two Eids are here with you. Okay? Listen to the fatwa. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in this riwayah, the hadith of Zayd ibn Arqam. He said, have you ever witnessed a situation with the Prophet where two Eids met on a day? He said, yes. One Friday happened to be Eid day. And he told us, you are at ease. If you have gone to the Eid in the morning, it's no longer necessary on you to go to Jum'ah. You just pray dhuhr in your house. He says, "Man sha an yusalli fal yusalli." Rahu Ahmad wa Abu Dawud wa Nasa'i wa Ibn Majah wa Darimi wa Al Hakim fil Mustadrak wa qala hadha hadithun sahihul isnad wa lam yukharrijahu. Again, in another riwayah reported by Al Hakim, he says, "Qad ijtama'a." The Prophet was addressing the Ummah. قَدْ اجْتَمَأَ فِي يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا إِيدًا. He was addressing the Muslim Ummah. قَدْ اجْتَمَأَ فِي يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا إِيدًا. Oh, in my community, two classes of Eid have met today for you. Eid and Jum'ah. Then he said, فَمَنْ شَاءَ أَجْزَأَهُ مِنَ الْجُمْعَةِ. Whoever wishes, the Eid he attends suffices for him. He doesn't have to come to Jum'ah. But he said, وَإِنَّا مُجَمِّئُونَ. But we shall combine both. So this is very important to know this. Whenever Jum'ah meets with Eid day, like tomorrow, you have option of not coming to Jum'ah. You pray Zuhur. But I have never done it myself in my life. I used to come across it back home. But I used to say, I will do what the Prophet did. I will come to Eid, I will go to Jum'ah. He said, وَإِنَّا مُجَمِّعُونَ. That is better for you. Okay, what are you doing anyway? But if somebody doesn't go, don't blame him. He has proof. That's the point. But it's better you combine the two, not a must. They are saying an imam shouldn't not come. He should come. Because his absence can cause commotion in the masjid. I say it very important to bring this issue, and you have heard it. Allah Ta'ala.
My brothers, wa inna mujammi'una.
Wa inna mujammi'una.
Wallahi, inshallah. We do the Eid and they'll come for the
combine
Friday.
The two.
Yeah, Sheikh, is it at the same time or after doing the Salat and come?
No. After, they will tell you the time.
Yeah, the time that even, you know, reminds us, 9:30 in the morning, we'll have the Eid. It's one shot, please, as the Americans say, one shot. So everybody make sure by 9:30, and after month hope, you know that when it says 9:30, it is 9:30. So please, 9:30, the prayer will be said. So it's not going to be combined, as they said. After that, we come for Jummah prayer. And then another question that was sent to us online. Okay, follow-up question. Let's go.
Well, some say it's great Imam Malik, that because he feared that an ignorant person will assume that Ramadan still lingers. So what kind of ignorant person is this? New moon has been sighted. We've gone to Salatul Eid, yet the guy is ignorant. هذه إلة عليلة كما يقولون. Illa alila is a defective reason. That's the reason they give. It's just, it doesn't make sense. Allahu Akbar.
Ya Sheikh, the online question. Assalamu alaikum, Ya Sheikh. May Allah increase your knowledge beyond all reach. I want my son to be like you in future, inshallah. What's your advice?
Wallahi, my prayer is that may your son be more than I am.
Amen, madam.
Because if somebody says, I want to be like you, and you believe what you profess in life is something good, if it is good, let somebody better than you are. Because your life has its own terminal point of it. You are not indispensable. You don't have monopoly. Let somebody take over from where I stop. You should be better equipped. So I pray that Allah give our kids and children better knowledge, better opportunities, better capacities to go beyond where we've gone. That is our praise. And still, back to that issue. Al-Imam Malik is a great imam. Prolific Sunnatic scholar. So he will never have left anything Sunnatic. Some are saying the hadith to him did not come through proper channels to him. But it has been proved. The hadith is there. Siti Shawal, I'm referring to Siti Shawal again. So that is my prayer to you on what you have said. Another question?
The advice, what are some of the things she has to take steps for the child?
Yeah, you see the steps? Allahu Akbar. There are multidimensional, multifaceted steps to be practically taken. One of such, to me, take your child from America back to Africa. Yeah. Though it's not inclusive, at times if you can organize yourself well here, you can achieve what is beyond the African achievement. It depends on how you will come together, you marshal your effort together, you have good school, competent teachers who have everything that needs to be taken. Unity. Feeling about one another feeling. That is very important. But some feel because of the nature of where he will live, let me take him home. He is likely to be more committed. The destructions of the cities may not be there. And he is likely going to keep good companies. Things that distract are more pronounced here than there. So under this context, some will tell you, take him home. But you can have it here. It depends on how you work hard. That is number one. Number two, the second step is you make sure the boy is given, for example, 2 verses on daily basis of Quran. 2 verses. 2, 2, 2. Everybody. He reads it. And get a teacher, a competent Islamic teacher. You have Islamia in Mount Hope Institute. Are we committed to it the way we are committed to English schools? Do you bring the kids on time? Do you pay the dues?
No.
There we are. When it comes to babysitters or whatever, we pay the money.
With alacrity.
With alacrity. I take the word. But when it comes to Islamic schools, we are of lackadaisical behavior. And we want to achieve the achievable. Oh! It's not possible. So the Islamic you have, respect the teachers. Respect the institution. Bring the kids at the time. Don't take them before the time. Teach them good manners. And inculcate the attitude of speaking Arabic to them. You, the father, should speak Arabic to them. Don't speak your language. If you really want it. This is some of the ways. Now, you can't speak. That's true. That's true. One day, they said, now something. That is very important. So you have to learn it to your kids. But it's very important to make sure your child gets proper and good education. Your brother Hafiz Isa here, that Allah has given this kind of a beautiful gift. Wouldn't you like to have a son like him? Do you think it's from the blues? He put effort. His parent kept eyes on him. What are you doing too? You can achieve it. But are we really sincere? You have the school here. We have the school here. Do you pay the dues in time, promptly, appropriately? We shouldn't be chasing the shadow. We should be really what we want to achieve. If our scholars will send their keys far places, I don't want to even see you. Don't come back to me until you have the Quran. Mahfuz. And you will be surprised. Some of the people of the even Bid'atic cult, you see them teaching their kid Quran. I know one Bid'atic teacher in Nigeria. He took his kid to Borno. Can you rely on Nigeria? They call it the House of Quran. He went to pay a visit. They were traveling from Maiduguri to, say, Kano. He said, okay, let me hear your recitation. Give me the tasmi'i. The boy made mistakes. And he took his big count beats. Gave him a nasty beating. You haven't gotten it. Go back. You will never come to Kano. You cannot see me until you have it. Commitment, determination. But they say, oh, the child writes. Child rights. You have your system. You have your deen, you have your aqidah. Come on. Our kids are the beauty of our hearts. We love them. We have to teach them. You can only have this if you are united. You respect your institutions. You accord importance to your Islamia than anything else. These are some of the ways that I can tell you. May Allah bless all of us.
Amen. Please, depending on the program we have today, I will take Madam Abdul Hamid and our brother here. We don't want it to, we are looking at time. So please, we take two. We have agreed, we take two, but listen, please, bear with me. Today is the last day. All of us have that feeling of from today it has ended and our sheikh and stuff like that. We're all missing it already. But what we're going to do, our brother Muhammad Awal, as part of the management team, is supposed to say a word to all of us, and then our sheikh will give his remarks, and then we'll pray, and that is the end of the whole program. So please bear with us. We want to work within the conceptual framework of the time that we have. Madam Abdul Hamid, first, please.
Walaikum salam.
Say to her mother, I'm tired of it. My old mother is
أعوذ بالله أعوذ بالله أعوذ بالله. Before that, before the second one, a daughter says to her mother, I'm tired of you. This is a mark of disrespect. It's a mark of satanism and waywardness. It's very bad. Allah says, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍ وَلَنْ دَرَهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَحْمَةً كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Don't tell them a harsh word. So this is called أُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. It's a kind of a blasphemy. And this is maybe part of the negative effect of the social, negativities you have here. So you have to be very careful. You make sure your kids are taught good manners. May Allah preserve us.
Amen. Before he throws in his question, please, for your information, this is an announcement. After we finish all the program we have from our Imam, Malam will take a few days to relax, you know, to replenish his energy, inshallah, and we'll have sittings here after Maghrib, afterwards, before Malam leaves us. So we are reminding you after 3 days. We'll consult him after he has taken his enough rest. We're not going to give him an ultimatum. But when he's rested, we'll let you know. Information will be texted to all of us, and then anytime after Maghrib prayer we'll be here inshallah. We are reminding you, when that is, that will expedite action in making sure that you get the information inshallah. Man of Dami, second.
Second question from the lady again. She said, how about those that are well weak? The women that are well weak, when they come to Salah, they will take it off and pray, and after they put it out, mother.
You see, a woman should wear what is believed to be conventional for their adornment. There is a principle in Islamic law which says al-adatu muhakkama. Al-ada muhakkama. Dararun yuzalu. Wa adatun kad uhkimat. Wa kadhal mashakka tajlibu taysira. Okay? وَالشَّكُّ لَا تَرْفَى بِهِ مُتَيَقَّنًا وَأَخْلِصَ النِّيَّةَ إِنْ قَصَدْتَ عُمُرًا. These things are called الْقَوَائِدُ الْكُلِّيَّ الْفِقْهِيَّ الْخَمْسَةِ. The five necessary laws. One of them says people's convention is tolerated. So if that wheat is part and parcel of the culture of the people in beautification for women, without deterring from the way, without unnecessarily exposing her beauty to the opposite world, it's not bad. But if it is done with something filthy, I say filthy, something not holy, something impure, with the intention of imitating the non-Muslim women, and with the intention of exposing her beauty, for this it becomes haram. So we have to do it within the limits of the Sharia. But now I understand. She removes it when prayer. Then I want to ask you, why? Why removing it? Is it because it's something reprehensible? If it fulfills the condition, go ahead and pray. Why removing it? Wallahu a'lam.
The last person. Let's Mala Hamza answer, because you did ask. After that, you do the floor. Mala Hamza.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Inna alladhi yusafiru abra al-ta'ira lahu an yuftir li'annahu musafir. Al-qaida mawjuda fi al-kitab al-ta'ala. Faman kana minkum مرين أو على سفر أليس في سفر؟ هو في سفر بغض النظر عن قصر المسافة والبعد المسافة له أن يفطر لأن هذه رحمة من الرب تعالى منه لا بد أن يترك. He's seeing somebody traveling, taking a trip in an aircraft, traveling and Can he break his fast? Looking at the medium of the journey, it's an aeroplane. So regardless of that, yeah, he can eat if he feels like eating. It's Allah's facility. What again?
I think we'll stop here, please, because time is not on our side. We'll now go to our brother, who is our General Secretary of Ibadur Rahman, Madam Muhammad Awal, to say a word to us, inshallah. Then our Sheikh will give his remarks. After the remarks, please. He's the secretary of the community and the masjid. So please, I'm being corrected, inshallah. فَلَيْتَفَضَّ الْمَشْكُورَ مَلَهُ.
Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh. Indeed, it is a privilege for me to address this august gathering. Our distinguished Sheikh, our invited guest, Mala Ahmed Gombe, the management of the masjid, it is our heartfelt gratitude to say thank you very much for all this. Indeed, we don't want it to end. The management didn't want it to end, but it has to end. We have no choice. The host of the tafsir, Marlon Lamin, sitting by my right hand side, said, Sheikh, if it's possible, will you come next year? We all here are saying the same. We're asking the same question. If it's possible, Sheikh, please, we beg you, come next year. It is our duty to propagate the religion, to propagate Islam. It is our duty, not just in the masjid. There's one thing the Sheikh does every year that you do not know. And I'm letting the cat out of the bag. He goes to visit the prison. Do we do it? Isn't it our duty? Isn't it our duty? Answer me.
Yes.
It is our duty. You see, so the Sheikh coming here every year, it is something that we should all try to help to achieve it. Let him come every year. Let's pray for it and let's give to get him here. It is part of our religious duty. We take things for granted. Oh, the Sheikh came, he left, alhamdulillah. But there were people behind the scene. May Allah bless them. May Allah bless them. May Allah bless them. May Allah bless this masjid with unity and peace. May Allah bless the Amir of this masjid, the Imam, my little brother Isa, may Allah bless you. The deputy imam, Hamid, may Allah bless you. The management, may Allah bless you all. The people who make the cooking for us. As Lamin said, they add the chemicals together. Yes. I used to be part of it. Now I am not able to. That's the power of Allah. I would love to do it. I would love to go back. But Allah says no. Allah knows better. I am happy that I am not able to do it. Not because I don't want to do it. Because Allah said don't, you can't do it. That's why I'm happy. I want to do it. May Allah bless us all. I wouldn't take any more time. May Allah bless you all. May Allah bless you all. May Allah bless you all. Thank you very much for the time you take for this. May Allah bless you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
always say that this masjid, I don't fear to stand anywhere and bang my chest and say it's the most sunnatic masjid in the Bronx. I've been saying this, and I don't fear. Nagodi. I don't fear because when they tell them, when our sheikh said, Allah said, Manzo Allah said, that's it. We take it. No more, no less. So this is masjid, Mount Hope. The hope of Allah is on all of us. May Allah bless our brother for what he has said. And we are praying to our sheikh. We are praying. I'm telling you, everybody say Ameen. May Allah bring our sheikh back to us next Ramadan. May Allah let us also live to see another Ramadan with him. Because we know what we are benefiting. And those who are online benefit even more than we do. Because our viewership is more than 1 million people watching in Indonesia, all over the world. So we wish our sheikh will come back here and then we'll continue with what he has been doing. Please, without further ado, I'm sending back the mic to our sheikh for his remarks because we don't have time. We have barely 30 minutes, after which our sheikh will pray for our elder brother and then we'll rest our case, inshallah. Madam Bismillah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Whatever has beginning has an end. Today, Thursday, the 29th of the month of Ramadan, and the 14th day, is that correct? Of the month of June 2018 marks the end of this year's tafsir. My remarks, let's just summarize in the following words. Number one, I thank Allah, the Almighty, the greatest, the beneficent, the merciful, the owner of everything, who created all of us and blessed us with Islam and the true Aqidah, Alhamdulillah. That is the most important commodity you will want to have throughout your lifetime before you go back to your Creator. We thank Allah for that. In fact, our words are even insufficient in conveying that thankfulness to Him, Jalla Jalaluhu. We send greetings to His beloved Prophet, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the embodiment of rectitudinal attitudes, the embodiment of good character, the pinnacle of good behavior. His companions, members of his household, his wives, our mothers, and all those who maintain their ways in goodness at the end of time. And also, we thank our parents. I personally thank my parents for giving birth to me, for giving me the tarbiyah they gave me. Now they are no more in the world. So I thank Allah for the life well spent on their own part. And I also join all of our parents here to thank our parents all on your behalf, because they born us, they train us, they have helped in inculcating in us the spirit of loving the Book of Allah and the Sunnah. Similarly, I want to also show my appreciation to my home base in Kano, my family, the wives and kids that have been calling me always, Abba, when are you coming back? I say, soon we shall come back. And especially the members of the mosque management committee, Masjid Sahaba in Kano. We thank them for their understanding and again coming here. I will start by saluting the brother that I call Dambaywa, Isa Muhammad al-Amin, a reciter of Quran, celebrated one, alhamdulillah, and who is his naib. And of course, even our elder father was now retired, the imam. May Allah give him health. May Allah continue to help you and encourage you, purify your actions and attentions and intentions. The emir of this masjid is a person I love so much and I respect for his diligence, for his commitment. Allah has chosen him into Islam and he has shown commitment. May Allah preserve him and all of us. Our secretary, Muhammad al-Awwal, our prayer goes back for you, inshallah, special prayer at the end of it. May Allah give you more health, capacity, ability. May Allah reward you for what you've done. Our host, Malan Amin, spending his time standing, talking to you, explaining in his Queen's English. Beautiful English. I love it, I like it. Because language is very important in communicating the message you want to communicate. When people talk, I just keep quiet because I learn. I pick the pickables that I will add to my dictionary. So, more grace to your elder. Barakallahu feek. My brother, Malam Ahmed Gombe Abu Abdurrahman, he came to America before my coming. He came before me, but he tried. We were here 2016, and he chose to remain in connected to further his education. Now, understanding his master's, that is something to be courageous at. So may Allah give you the capacity, the ability to finish it. I cannot forget you, our technical men, Zubair Abu Bakr Alfa, Abdul Malik, the energetic young man, and our brother who maintains our WhatsApp page, Abdul Basit, and of course my host, Ibrahim, of number 1144, Nelson Avenue. I can't forget it. Since 2016, 17, 18, with your effort, the guy has been trying. May Allah bless you all. People like Abbas, I can't forget you. I remember he drove me right from here to Atlanta some years back. So also brother Faisal, the son of Sheikh Tawfiq. How can I forget the brother Shatir, another energetic young man? He's away today, I think, in businesses. May Allah put barakah there. Our brother Hamza at Tashadi. May Allah make things easy for you. In fact, if I go on giving the list is endless. So I combine you all as a barakallahu fikum. Wa shakara sa'ayakum. You have been coming. You have been making the majlis lively. If not for you, I wouldn't have been just I and my reciter. You need the audience. So you have been there. You have been making things better and good. May Allah reward you. How can we forget our mothers? Cooking, walking. I must say, I've been enjoying your meal. I like it and I love it. May Allah reward you all. I like words, really, to convey my heartfelt thankfulness. But may Allah thank you even the better. Because Allah to thank you is by far better than being Osman. Just a miskin, who am I? I ask Allah the honor to reward you all. If I have wronged somebody, one or all the other, please forgive me. I'm a human being. I can make a mistake. But as for me, nobody has wronged me. If he has, I have forgiven him. We ask Allah the Almighty to bless this community. This masjid particularly, wallahi, your love for the sunnah has been encouraging me to come, to leave other things, to come all the way. Look at the journeys. Look at the distance. Look at 2 consecutive months, you have not seen your family. But you are now, you are together. Our hope, may Allah take it as an act of ibadah. Brothers and sisters, because of time factor, Ramadan has ended for this year. Has ended. We don't know. Are we going to live and see it next year? Allah knows. So we ask Allah to forgive our mistakes, to accept our ibadah. I should rest my case here. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. I want to give the Hafiz the chance to offer special prayer specifically for our brother. May Allah give him quick recovery, to give him more courage and patience to take it. He said nice words. Allah said no, he didn't want me to do the job, and I'm okay. These are words coming from Iman. Wallahi al-Azim. It's good if Allah has said, this is what I want you to be. Say, Ya Allah, Raditu billahi rabba, wa bil islami deena, wa nabiya. It's a mark of submission to Allah the Almighty. Pray, especially.
Allahumma inna nas'aluka farajan qariba. اللهم إنا نسألك فرجا قريبا اللهم إنا نسألك فرجا قريبا وصبرا جميلا ونسألك العافية من كل بلية ونسألك الشكر على العافية ونسألك دوام العافية ونسألك الغنى عن الناس اللهم إنا نسألك أن تجعل كل قضاء قضيته لنا خيرا اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس واشف أنت الشافي واشف أنت الشافي واشف أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما اللهم عافنا في أبداننا اللهم عافنا في أسماعنا اللهم عافنا في أبصارنا لا إله إلا أنت اللهم فرج هم المهمومين ونفس كرب المكروبين وقل الدين عن المدينين واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم أرنا في مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين عجائب قدرتك اللهم أرنا في مرضانا مرضى المسلمين عجائب قدرتك اللهم أرنا في مرضانا مرضى المسلمين عجائب قدرتك سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.